With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Your options for different varieties of apples has never been greater, and Washington apple growers are expanding in order to meet the changing demand. Washington State Tree Fruit Association President John Devaney says more options is a good thing.
You know, it used to be that consumers would be satisfied with a couple of options, and anymore, in any number of consumer items, including food, they want a lot of different choices and options available, and that's what we're trying to give them.
Devaney says that includes the demand for organic, which doesn't happen overnight.
The transition acreage for organic takes about 3 years to get fully organic certified. So we know that more acreage is in the process of becoming certified organic. And this year, the projection is about 14% of the total apple crop being organic production. And that compares with 10% last year.
Those estimates, Devaney says, are just that, estimates. But there's no doubt organic production is climbing.
There's certainly an estimate percentage in that, so that could fluctuate a little bit because some of these newer orchards, you know, you don't know for certain how productive they are until they produce for a couple of years. But then we also have the fact that the organics sell at a premium, and not every fruit that's grown as organic ends up getting marketed that way for that higher end consumer.
Devaney says some organic apples of lower grades end up getting mixed in with other fruit and just sold on the conventional market.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.